料金ウェンド、プライムダルマトーク。We human being, all of us, are living to be happy. However, it's not so easy to live, to create happy life. Because we human being have karmas.That we share and we receive the negative karmas from the all other people. Actually, we are giving and sharing each other's karma. A second reason, we humankind are still not aware of that how we be able to create thehappy life by our heart, about our mind and our image. We are not educated and we were not trained for that. Other than that, we humankind even don't know what is the definition of the happiness.When we use the word or we hear the word happiness, we think about what we got from the phenomenal world. Or we won the lottery and we became happy. Or we got married, we got promotion, this and that. We bought a car, house, all these phenomenon. AndWe think our happiness is depend on the phenomenon external circumstances. However, sadly, we human beings are not able to be happy as long as we are depend on the phenomenon. It's because.Any good things happens in our life, we easily get used to it, to our happy situation. Let's say you got promotion, you won the lottery, but after a while, it's no longer, it's going to be a cause of your happiness. It's becauseThe phenomenon is nothing to do with your happiness. We have big mistake about definition of the happiness. For example, when we are in a starvation, if we got food, we feel happy. But if we are full of the food and just finish the meal,And if somebody gives you food, do you feel happy? Of course not. Our definition of the happiness at this point is depending on what minus we got and what we got. We filled up the minus. Do you understand what I mean by minus?That we were hungry, the minus, and we got food. We had no money, but we won the lottery. Now we got the money and minus to plus. We were lonely, but now we got boyfriend or girlfriend, and then we're happy. Everything thatWe think that something happiness is based on the situation of the unhappiness. Then we think that our happiness is depending on the external circumstances. Then our feeling gets influenced. by the external circumstances. When some trouble happens, you get upset. But actually, to be in a difficult time is either you get upset, down, or you sin. Even that, you are keep in a good mood. One or the other, if you decide your fortune in the future, of the future. Actually, as long as your mood is get influenced by the phenomenal world, don't expect that you have good destiny. But if you keep being in a good mood, even the difficult times, that will increase your good fortune of the future. Difficult time of the life is a time that you are challenging. This challenging is a test how much you can create happy life, because it's a chance to learn how to create the happiness, happy mood for yourself and for others in that situation, even that situation. If you keep in a good mood, your guardians, Buddhas, devas, all around you, surround you, are more protect you, and more gives you the good fortune. To keep yourself in good mood, you need to awaken our subconscious. Your subconsciousness is creating the phenomenon every moment, and that phenomenon disappears every moment as well, and repeatedly your subconsciousness is relighting the phenomenon. That's why it exists. It seems like it's continuation from the past and present and to the future, but actually your subconsciousness has the inertia, the law of inertia. This law of inertia, and you relight repeatedly the same, and that's why it seems like the phenomenon continues, which means that if you change your relight, what you light to your subconsciousness, and the phenomenon will start to change. It's you have much more freedom to create your life. Actually, how the life will be is in your hand. Therefore, don't give power to the phenomenon. Give power to your heart. That's why we practice to visualize the form or Buddha or Great Spirit, or repeat a mantra, repeatedly continues, is to purify the old negative subconsciousness and to transform to the light, and transform in a positive relight, start relight positive, a message to your subconsciousness. And let's change your life to live in happiness, to create happiness. It's a practice that you need to prove your force, your power of your heart, but which can change your life and create happy life. Therefore, most important job as a human being is be in a good mood. Be in a good mood. Your guardians, devas and buddhas will respond to your good mood and they'll be much joyfully and help you, help your life in a positive way. Don't forget, your heart, your life is in your hand, and the most important job as a human being is that you are in a good mood. Thank you.